Guys, let's begin. Let's focus. We get it. We got to get the lot to do today, B'Shem. Okay? Tomorrow, B'Shem will have the lunch and the Siyum of Yosef at 12 o'clock. And then we'll have early, we'll start Shir 1. So we'll end a little bit early, 2:15. But that'll be at 12 o'clock. I'm sponsoring it in honor of everybody and Yosef too for finishing. And also Jonathan's wedding. Okay. Let's encourage you guys aren't here. We got a beer every day.
Jonathan will be here tomorrow.
We got a beer every day, guys. Okay, strong every day. Let's go. We finally got to the solution of who's the town of our Mishnah according to Rabbah. Rabbah says the reason why we say b'fanei nechtam is because there's a concept of lishma. We know there's a concept of lishma from a Gemara in Gittin. Adav chofam et aleph kosov lo sefer krisis lo lishma. You have to write a get lishma for the purpose of the man and the woman. Very important halacha. And this is a din d'oraisa. Jonathan, this is a din d'oraisa. The focus.
Yeah.
And therefore, there's a principle of what? Principle of fanei nechtam, because it has to be done lishma. Well, if that's the case, that means you need lishma on the ksiv and on the chesima. Because b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. We need a verification on this. So if you need a verification that there's lishma on both, so the Gemara finally comes to a conclusion here on the top of Dalal al Malalev, and it gives two terutzim. Who is the town of our Mishnah? Number one answer to the Gemara is the following, that it's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar requires ksiva lishma, v'kasav law means v'kasav. Kasav la sefer krisis, that's the pasuk and the pasuk. Because Rabbi Elazar of the opinion ate mesira karsi. In fact, Rabbi Elazar doesn't need any signatures. If Rabbi Elazar doesn't need any signatures, then Lamaisa, why do you have to say b'fanei nechtam? So the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you. Where there are signatures, boy, you require it. Where there are signatures, you require it. And therefore what? Based on the principle of Rabbi Abba, within Rabbi Elazar holds mizuyef mitocho, that if you're going to do it, you must do it right. Meaning that you do not need to have signatures, but if you're going to have signatures, they must be signed properly lishma. And if not, it will be puzzle. So therefore, as Aryeh asked me very astutely yesterday, and Binyamin asked me also in the afternoon, let's say, Rebbe, if you have a guy who's delivering a get from Medina Sayyam and there are no signatures, would you need to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? Certainly not nechtam, because there are no signatures. Maybe you would have to say b'fanei nechtav. There is a piskei tshuva in Simon Kuf Mem Alvachos Gittin that Rav Verblowski Shlita showed me yesterday afternoon that seems to say that we don't do halfway. You either do the whole way or you don't have to do anything. We either do the whole way or you don't have to do b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, or you wouldn't have to say it at all. The only thing is, he would need to prove that what? He would need to prove that he was a shliach. How do you prove that you're the shliach? You'd have to have, but there's no signatures on the get. So when there's no signatures on the get, maybe you need other aidim to prove to me that you're a shliach. That's what the Piskei Tshuva writes. I want you to get that down in your notes. Because how else do you prove that? See, the Rosh in the beginning, the Masechta writes, how does a shliach ever prove that he's a shliach? Because there is a get in front of him. There's eidim on it. But if he would be delivering a get from this yam where there was no eidim, then how do you prove he's a shliach? You better have other eidim. And the other eidim will say that he's a shliach. That's fine. Just deliver the get. You don't need to say anything. So according to the base mayor, maybe you would say b'fanei nechtav, like I answered you, Aryeh, without b'fanei nechtav. But the Piskei Tshuva is not comfortable with that. He says either it's all or nothing. So if it's nothing, then how do you prove you're the shliach? You'll have to have eidim that you were the shliach. You'll have to have eidim that you were the shliach. So this is the first answer in the Gemara. Okay? One second, Nate. Then the Gemara gives a second answer. What's the second answer in the Gemara? Who the Tan is? Reb Yehuda. Who said that second answer?
Ravashi.
Correct. Ravashi, what does Reb Yehuda require? Lishma on ksiva and on what? Ksima. So after it's all said and done, there are two answers. Jonathan, if there are two answers, Lamaisa, there are two answers to the Gemara, why there's a, who's the Tana? Either it's what? Rabbi Elazar holds what? Eda Mesira Karsa Lishma and the ksiva. Why do you need Lishma and the ksima? Because if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. Yes? And we assume that there are Edim on the get and he delivers the get, he's got to say b'fanech b'nechtam. Like we said in the Balabat, you got to volunteer in shul, volunteer that way, you put your whole heart into it. If you're going to give me halfway, then don't do it at all. We'll get someone else. Yes?
Yeah.
What's the second answer? Second answer is Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we mentioned yesterday, I want you to get this down, that there are two shitas as to whether Mezuzah Bitocho is a psul d'oraisa or psul d'rabbanan. We mentioned there were two shitas, okay? We mentioned that Rashi contradicts himself, Lamaisa. The Rambam writes explicitly that Lamaisa it is a psul d'rabbanan, right? We mentioned that there's a machloikis about this, whether it's a psul d'oraisa or psul d'rabbanan. Yes? Now, let's start with Rashi. I want to start with Rashi. Binyamin, why don't you read the Rashi? Let's start with Rashi. Mezuyuf mitocho. The mezuyuf mitocho, go ahead.
Mezuyuf mitocho. Shechatam alav karov pasul o shelo lishma.
Now, what is a karov? Relative. Or is a karov posulatus?
Yes.
Yes. What's a posul? Two types of psul. Psul d'oraisa, psul d'rabbanan. You could be a murderer. A murderer is posulatus min haTorah. What about a gambler? He's posulatus only mid rabbanim. Those are real psulim. What does Rashi lump in with that? A chasima shalol lishma. Yes? Let me ask you a question. You know who asked this question? The Ritva, get it down, and also the Pnei Yoshua both ask. Why did Rav Ashi not like the first answer of the Gemara? Why did Rav Ashi not like the first answer of the Gemara? He was bent on saying that it's Rav Yehuda, and we said yesterday with Tyson that it was a Tana like Rav Yehuda. Right, a silent Tana. Remember we said that? What was wrong with the first answer of the Gemara? Gavriel, you got this down? What was wrong with the first answer of the Gemara? So I want you to get this. And you know what the Chumash Hadeshin writes? The Chumash Hadeshin writes at Simon Reish Kofkes, bless you. He says he did not like this notion of Mezuyef Mitocho to include signatures that are Shalol Lishma. He did not like that answer. If it's Krov or Psulim, that's one thing, Yisrael. But to throw in Adim that have been, that signed Shalol Lishma, come on. Are those real Psulim? Because of that, he did not like the first answer to the Gemara, Rav Ashi. And therefore he came on and said that what? Who's the Tana? Reb Yehuda. Because if you want to import Mezuzah Bitocho in our Gemara, that's a tremendous Chiddush, Nate. To include chasimah shalol lishma, a karav an apostle, I understand, but to include chasimahs that are shalol lishma, the Chumash Hadeshin in Siman Reish Chaf Ches said that's why Rav Ashi gave a second answer. He did not like you including chasimah shalol lishma under the rubric of mezuyef mitocho. It includes krovim and psulim. It should not include chasimah shalol lishma. They are not as bad. And that is not a real psul. You follow me? Binyamin?
What, the Lishma is not a real psul?
Yes. That's why Rav Ashi said, I don't like this answer. The first answer. Don't tell me it's Rav Elazar and what? The reason why you need some fanecha, because if you do the signature, you got to do it right. Yes? That's the principle of Mezuzah Bitocho, yeah? I don't like that answer, because that answer has to assume that what? That it includes chasimahs that are done shalol lishma. We're trying to verify where the signatures done lishma. That's the whole point of Kohen Rabbah. B'fanei nechtam or b'fanei nechtam. Was the chasimah done lishma? Was the chasimah done lishma? So according to Rabbi Laws, I don't care about signatures. But if you have signatures, you got to do it right.
So why does it bother Rav Ashi then? If that's
what because like- what is an example of doing it right? What is doing it wrong? According to Rav Ashi, what would be an example of doing it wrong? Having Krovim sign on it, having Psulim sign on it, not signatures that are done Shalol Lishma. That's not considered to be wrong to him.
According to Rabbi Elazar?
According to Rav Ashi, the Amora.
Right, but Rabbi Elazar...
That's why Rav Ashi says, I'm going to give another answer who the Tana of the Mishnah is. Mm-hmm. Who is the Tana of the Mishnah according to Rav Ashi? You tell me.
According to Rav Ashi?
Yes, Rav Ashi. In the Gemara.
Rabbi what? Meir?
No, Rav Ashi is the second answer of the Gemara. It's Rav Yehuda. Oh, that you need Ksivan Chasima Lishma. That's Rav Ashi. Okay. The reason why he does not like the first answer, that it's like Rav Elazar and you import Mezuzah Mitocho, because it's including Chasima Shalol Lishma. I don't like that, he says. And who says this Beferish? Chumash Hadeshin. Siman Reish Chaf Ches. Continuing. I'm going to give you another two answers why Rav Ashi did not like this. The Ritva says, I don't like the answer, the first answer. I like the second answer. Why? I'll tell you why. Says the Ritva, maybe the pshat in the Ritva is because of a chashash to Rabbanon, we're not going to make a takana that pasul mezuyif mitocho. What is the concern here? As the Ramban says, what are you koshish for? Then maybe he's going to write shalol lishma? This is a concern that's only rabbinic. We're not koshish lemiyuta for a din derabbanan problem. We are not koshish lemiyuta for a din derabbanan problem. You mean the chacham are going to masakein nate b'fanei nechtam because of a chashash rachok that maybe it's going to be signed shalol lishma? First of all, you don't need signatures. Yes? Number one, even if you do the signatures, we're afraid you did it wrong. And how did you do it wrong? Shalol lishma. That's a little nuts. Because of this chashash to Rabbanan, we're going to make a takana b'fanei nechtam? That's another reason why he doesn't like this answer. Because the whole thing is based on, oh, you don't need signatures, but if you do the signatures, you better make sure you did it right. Come on, that's such a chashash. It's an outlandish chashash. That's why another reason why Rav Ashi did not like this first answer, that the Tana's Rabbi Lazar, and we're importing Mizuyif Bitocho. What is the, first of all, you don't need signatures. Second of all, if you need signatures, you have to be concerned it wasn't written Lishma. That's very far off. Very far off. Okay? Very far off. That's the what the Ritva writes. That's how we're interpreting the Ritva. And a third answer, which is the second answer to the Ritva, B'Shem Rabbeinu Rihalevi, I want to tell you this, is that even though Lamaisa, Rav Ashi gave two terutzim to tell me that Lamaisa, it's very easy to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But I still want to what? I still agree with the first answer because we passing like Rabbi Lazar in what? In Gittin. So I still agree with the first answer, but he wanted to say it's much easier to what? Much easier to say the Tana's like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why I'm saying the second answer. Not that I decry and I defy and I don't hold the first answer. But I hold the first answer, but I want to tell you the reason why we did that is because we want to try to strive to aspire to make it like Rabbi Lazar, because we possibly like Lazar beginning. But I want you to know something. It would be much easier to say the Tana is like a beauty. So that's the third answer in total, the second of the Ritva, which is much different than the first two Terutzim. Because the first two Terutzim, we were saying that he did not like the first one. Rav Ashi did not like the first answer of the Gemara to make it the Tana like Rabbi Lazar and import Mezuyif Mitocho. Okay, we got that? He did not like that. Yes?
Can we repeat the two answers of the Ritva again?
The first answer of the Ritva is because it's a chashash, out far, it's an outlandish chashash to assume they signed it shalol lishma. You don't need signatures. And if you do, to be chashash that wasn't done right, that's too far off. It's a chashash rachok to make us make a takana b'fanei nechtam. Therefore, he wasn't comfortable with that answer. Therefore, he said a second answer. And then the second answer to the Ritva is that I'm not so bad. I'm not upset about the first answer. We in the first answer we made it like Rabbi Lazar because Allah is like Rabbi Lazar begitten. But I'm giving you a second answer to know it's much easier to say it's like Rabbi Yehuda. And you don't even have to import Mizuyif Mitocho. Import means bring it in. Okay? So this is how we're beginning Shir. I want you guys to get this. That there are two answers in the Gemara who the Tana is. And we offered three pshatim why Rav Ashi did not go with this answer of Mizuyif Mitocho. Okay? That's what we're suggesting here. And it's a big chiddush. And the first answer is very powerful. It's going to be a segue right into Taisus that the Truma Sadeshin says, don't you dare compare Chasimis Shalol Lishma with Krovim and Psulim. They're mamish peaches and oranges. And that's why he does not include. You want to talk about Mizuyif Mitocho? You can talk about it from today until tomorrow if you talk about Psulim and Krovim. But you talk about guys that sell Shalol Lishma, forget about it. That's why he just steered clear of that answer. That was the Truma Sadeshin's answer, correct? Yes, Binyam, real quick.
It seems to be holding against the answer of Rabbi Lazar. You have to say that you're not holding like Rabbi Abba, saying that Rabbi Lazar is not moda as Mizuyif Mitocho. Because Rabbi Lazar, if he said...
Totally on the contrary. The Gemara brings in Rabbi Abba under the rubric of who? Of Rabbi Lazar.
Right.
Rabbi Lazar holds Eda Chasima Karsi. Rabbi Lazar holds Eda Mesira Karsi. You don't need signatures, Binyamin.
Right.
So if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. That's Rav Abba. That's Mezuzah Mitocho. Corner Meir, you need any chasima because midiraisa. That's what makes the get a get. So what are you saying?
Meaning that the only
what you're saying is mamish against completely the opposite of the Gemara. The Gemara brings in Mezuzah Mitocho under the rubric of Rabbi Elazar.
Rav Ashi is not arguing with Rabbi Elazar. He's arguing with Rabbi Abba. Yeah,
Rashi's not arguing anymore. Rashi's a Rishon. Rashi's Masbir, what Mezuzah.
Rav Ashi is saying that he holds.
One way to read the Gemara, he's not arguing on the institution of Mezuzah. He's arguing on the usage of the Gemara to include Chasim and Shelo Lishma. He agrees with Mezuzah Mitocho under the rubric of Rabbi Elazar. But he says, I don't want you to include Chasim and Shelo Lishma. You should only use it for Krovim Psulim. That's what he's saying. He's upset about that extension.
So Rabbi Abba is adding it here, saying, oh yeah.
Not Rabbi Abba. The Gemara. The Gemara uses Rabbi Abba to include. He's arguing on the Stam Gemara.
Okay.
Yes. Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara. So you see, maybe Ravina wrote the first answer, or the rest of the Beis Medrash wrote the answer. But he himself did not like that first answer, according to Truman Sadesh. You got me? Everyone got this so far, Chlor? Yisrael, you got me? Okay, now we start Tysus. Let's go. We got to start Tysus. Jonathan, real quick.
It's fine.
Go. You got it? Is it quick?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, let's go. Let's see. Be numb and start the Tysus. Look inside, guys. Moda. Go ahead. Moda, let's go.
Moda Rabbi Elazar ben Yaf Mitocho.
Go ahead.
Tema Lari. Ma Inyan.
What is Tema?
Big question.
Not just a question. A bomb kasha. Go ahead. Ma what?
Tema Lari. Ma Inyan.
Yeah, read the Dibra Mask again. Moda what?
Moda Rabbi Elazar ben Yaf Mitocho.
Go ahead.
Tema Lari. Ma Inyan Shelo Lishma Lemezuyaf Mitocho. Shechatomim O Krovim O Psulim.
Excellent. What does one have to do with another? Those are serious psulim. Go ahead. The Hassam.
The Hassam Medin Mifsal Mishum Dilma Ati Lemismach Iluhu Nasia Odotzi Mamon Alpiem. Afopisha Devar Emet Ein Lasot Elevated Kasher.
Period. Excellent. What does this mean? This means that when you have signatures that are Krover and Psulim, you might rely on them to allow a woman to get remarried. You might allow a man to collect money from another man. And even though, I stress this, even though what they may be saying is the truth, but I don't care. There are rules and regulations on Eidus, and you must follow them. And if you don't follow them, the Eidus is puzzle. Even though they're telling me the truth, I don't care. Who are the biggest tzaddikim in the world? You know what the Gemara says in Baba Basra? On Daf Kuf Nun Tes? Daf Kuf Nun Tes Amin Aleph. I gave it to you in the Mar Makomos. Who are the greatest two tzaddikim in the world? It's hard to say. Moshe and Aaron. Could they be Adam together? Yes or no?
No.
Why not?
They're brothers.
They're Krovi. You know what the Gemara calls that? Xeris HaMelech. Moshe, the Aaron, are Psulim Le'edis together. Psulim, Le'edis, Lahaid Biyachad. To testify together. Lahaid Biyachad. To testify together. Yzeiras HaMelech. Are they telling the truth or not? You guys tell me.
Yeah.
Of course they are. They don't lie. But why are they puzzled? Because they are Krovim. Yzeiras HaMelech. Baba Basra, what daf? Kuf Nun Tes. The Baba Basra, Kuf Nun Tes. That's exactly what our Tosas is saying right here. If you have signatures on there that are Krovim and Psulim, you might end up relying on them to allow a woman to get married and make a guy pay another guy. That is horrible. Even though they're telling the truth, it is Eidus, that is puzzle. That is not acceptable. That is totally not acceptable. You got this, Nate? There are rules and regulations that you must follow when it comes to Eidus. And now he proves it from a Gemara. Go ahead, Binyamin. Kida Amar. Now, guys, look at this. Look at this closely. Go ahead, Kida Amar.
Kida Amar, Perek Abba, Achim. Nimche Gabei Eden Zimnim, Dechazu Piktava, Mishade, Verachmana, Amar Mipiem, Velo Mipiktava.
Period. What does that mean? Now, this, let me give you some background. We learned, okay, we learned that there's a date and a get. Yes? Remember we learned that? Remember we said there were three stages? You remember that. The Araisa we required because of Drisha V'Chakira. They got rid of it because of what? Aguna. Afkinu. And then they reinstituted it in Daf Yitzayin and Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan because of Basachos, or Rabbi Yosh Lakish because of Peiris. What about Ashtar Kedushin? Does Ashtar Kedushin need a date? No. The Gemara writes black on white in Yavam Islam and Alpha and Bis. Does not need a date. You know why it doesn't need a date? Because who's going to hold the Ashtar Kedushin? Going to let the woman hold it? She'll be Mazana, erase the date, and say she was Mazana when she was what? Single. What are you going to do? Let the Aiden hold it? Let's say the Aiden are called to testify. Were you guys at this wedding and testified? How do I know? I testify what? It was 5 years ago. I testify in many what? Eight Kedushins. Oh, I whip out the star. It says January 20th, 2022. You testified. Oh, okay. I'll come into Basin and say that's my signature. Are you allowed to testify in that manner? No. Yes or no? When you remember something, it's got to come from your what? Your mind. Not from something you read. You can't remember at all. Must be that I did. It's in the document. That's a breach of me PM. Below me peak sovum. What daf and gittin? Ayin alephim and aleph. And it's in Yavamas there, laman alephim and base. What do you mean? I'm telling the truth. That's my signature. That's my John Hancock. I don't care. There are rules and regulations. I just wrote on the board, Moshe Aharon puzzle. I don't care. I did test. I must have been there January 2022. I don't care. Because there are rules and regulations, Yisrael. You follow what I mean? There are rules and regulations. Me pihem velo me peaks of them. And if you don't follow the rules and regulations, we throw it out. We throw them out. You got this? You follow me? These are objective rules. It's not just an issue of false or truth. It's an issue of what following the rules, getting the truth, but getting the truth through following the rules. Krovim and Psulim are bad news. They are posulatus. Aval, read the next line. The word nimche means who you're going to place it by. Read that words again in Yevamos. A guy asked me in Seder. Let's translate. We don't skim. Go ahead.
Nimche gabe Adim.
Leave it by the Adim. Nimche laniach. Leave the Shtar Kedusha by the Adim. What's going to happen? Zimnu?
Zimin dechazu biktava.
Sometimes they're going to see their signatures.
Umishade.
And they're going to testify based on what they look at. Go ahead, Verachman Amar.
Verachman Amar mipiem velo mipiktava.
Excellent. So that's when it comes to what Krovim and Psulim. There are rules and regulations, even though they're telling the truth. And why does he quote this Gemara Yevamos state? To bring out that there are what? That there are rules and regulations. You follow me every step of the way? I want you to get this clear as glass. That's why he's quoting that Gemara Yevamos. I added on to Gemara Baba Basra. But he is adding on. It's not just an issue of truth. You got to follow rules and regulations. Krovim and Psulim are not following the rules and regulations because they are puzzle. Aval, hacha, go ahead.
Aval hacha, she'edim kshirim, ela shechatmu shelo lishma. Ma takala yesh bekach.
What's ma takala? What's ma takala?
What's the damage?
What's the obstacle going to happen from guys that sign shelo lishma? Bless you. Go ahead. Im what? If we rely on them, what's the big deal? So they'll testify that there was a what get? That there were 80 Masir at the get. So what? That's good. No. They're not puzzled. They're not Krovim. They might have signed Shalom Lishma, Nate, but what's the big deal? So you rely on them to testify that there was a get. So what? Shkoyach. They're not puzzled. Does everyone got the kasha? What on earth? This kasha was such a great kasha. That's why the Trumas Adeshin said what? That's why we set it up. This was such a great kasha. That's why the Trumas Adeshin said Ravashi did not what? Like this first answer of the Gemara. Because of Tosis kasha. Tosis kasha is such a good kasha. That's why Ravashi gave a what? That's why Ravashi gave another answer. Maybe that's why the Ritva also said he didn't like the first answer. Ritva didn't say. He just said, I didn't like the first answer. So we were mazel, it was too far of a chash. Maybe because they had a different shot in the Ritva. You know why he didn't like the first answer, Rashi? Because there's no way that it should include what? Chsumim shalol lishma. Exactly. You cannot compare. It's peaches and oranges. And what's the big deal? Were you worried about relying on them? What's wrong? They'll testify there was a get. So what? They're not psulim. They're not krovim. They're not psulim. And how do I know there's rules and regulations by Avis? Two Gemaras. What's number one? Bava Basra, Moshe and Aaron. What did Tosis quote? The case by Star, Kedushin, where there is no date. Because what's the purpose of the date? You leave it by the woman. Let me add that line on. You leave it by the woman. What's she going to do? Leave it by the woman who got married. She'll erase the date. She's Mizana. She said she was single when she was Mizana. Leave it by the Adam. The Adam don't remember. They're going to look at the Star and testify this is what they remember. That's a breach of what? What is that a breach of? Me PM? Lomi Peak Sov. Either telling the truth. I don't care. That's not the Iker. You have to. The Iker is Emes, but following the rules. So that tells you it's a great Kasha. It's a great Kasha. Yes, Binyam.
What is the Tosfot saying that when this kosher aid, what do we not trust him? What's the obstacle in Mismoch Aleihem? On what? What are we trusting him on?
We're trusting, we're trusting him on that there was an actual get given.
Oh.
And if we rely on him, that's fine, because they're not psulim or krovim. Just because they signed Shalol Yishma, you're worried about relying on them? So what? Rely on them, because they're, hey, be my guest. They're not krovim or psulim. They know there was a get. So what are you worried about? That's Tosis Kasha. That's where we're up to. Yes, Gavriel.
I would say that the Riffah is Cholok with Tosos, because Cholok says that, the Tosos says that Lo Yishma isn't included in Mizrach Tocho at all. Riffah may be saying that it is included, but it's not Choshesh because it's Derbanan.
Right. Well, the Riffah, all the Riffah said is that Ravashi didn't like the first answer. He didn't say why. So
the first answer was because it's a Din
Derabanan. Well, we're positive two possibilities. Either because it was too outlandish, Nochshash, or like the Truma, maybe it means like the Truma Sadesh. Like the Truma Sadesh, that Shalol Lishmo should not be compared to Krovim Psul. Okay? Let's see what Tosis says now. Now he's going to give a proposed answer. Go ahead.
What's the case that we don't trust, that he's asking that we don't trust the guy who said the get was actually given? The kosher aid, where he says...
There are three possibilities that we sign in the get. Aidim, Krovim, Psulim, or Chasim and Shalol Lishmo. That makes up Mezuyif Mitochim.
Right.
Yes? So the third one is not a good example. And that's our Gemara uses. Because our concern is Shalol Lishmo. That's our concern. Our concern is a guy's going to sign Shalol Lishmo. If you're going to do it, you got to do it right. That's the first answer. A Belezer holds Lishmo is required on the Ksiva. You don't need any Chasimas. But if you do Chasimas, you got to do it right. So we have to make sure it was done Lishmo. What are examples of Mezuyif Mitochim? Krovim, Psulim.
No, I'm saying when the Tosfos brings up the question.
Yes, Tosfos says
the witness who was kosher when he says that the get was actually given. Right?
Yes, we're going to rely on him. Yes, but he signed it Shalol Lishmo. What's wrong with that? What's so wrong with that? What does the words Mezuyif Mitochim mean?
What does
Mezuyif Mitochim mean? What translate the words?
You're saying what is Lishmo?
Forged from within. That means it's a real diseased problem. This is a diseased get. What is it diseased with? A car over a puzzle. A guy who signs Shalol Lishmo causes a disease? What's the disease? What is the disease? You're going to rely on him to what? To say that their get was given? Gazuther, hey! He's not a car over a puzzle, Binyamin. He just signed Shalol Lishmo. So what are you worried about?
How does it affect it?
That's why the Truma Sadeshin says this Kasha is such a great Kasha that Rav Asher said, I don't like this answer. That's why he stood on his head and he said the title's like Rabbi Yudin. And twice as we said yes, he said the title that holds like Rabbi Yudin. Remember? Okay, Viter now. Veleka Lemema. So what's Tosh's proposed answer? Whenever you have Leka Lemema, what word do you have to look for? We always say that. What letter or what word? Daha or did? Go ahead, Veleka Lemema.
Veleka Lemema, di sharina and bechatmu shalolishma, yavo lachshir, zimin diachtemu tchila, bichtavu get al gibei chatimatam. Adam Leka eidut klal.
Dim kain.
Mitam zig, am bishashtaros. That's
the answer. Hayalanu. Okay, let's go slow. Again, Veleka, start again. Veleka Lamemar, and don't tell me the following answer to what? Read again from Veleka Lamemar. And don't tell me the reason of signing Shalol Lishmo is so bad because it'll lead what? Yavo. You'll come to be machshir the following case. Zimnin sometimes. Maybe they'll sign the bottom of an empty piece of paper. Not empty, I should say blank. Yes? Made the same mistake yesterday. Let's say, can Adam sign Jonathan a blank piece of paper on the bottom and then write the body of the of something on top of it? No, of course you can't sign on a blank piece of paper. But maybe that's what it'll lead to. Go ahead. V'hasam what? V'yichtivu get akabichemilah. So they'll write a get on top of their what? Signatures, right? That's the and that there's no edus all. It's a joke. That's an absolute joke. When they sign their signatures on a blank piece of paper, that's what it might come lead to. And if that's the case, if you're worried about that, if that's why you want to tell me Mezuyah Mitochu includes Chasimah Shelo Lishma, you're worried about that? Is that what you're worried about? That you're going to worry about people signing on a blank piece of paper? If you're worried about that, mister, then you should be worried about this, even by Shar Staros. Go ahead, Dean Cain. And do we require Chasimah Lishma by Shar Staros, yes or no? Of course we don't. It's only a din by get. But if you're saying the concern is writing a get on a blank piece of paper, that concern would apply by get and also by shar stars. Because you need edus by shar stars. Granted, you don't need lishma, Gavriel, but you need edus. You need legitimate edus. So Tosfos says, oh, I have a proposed answer. Oh, you do? Tosfos says, I'll shoot it right down. The proposed answer was what? The reason why Shelo Lishma is so bad or it's Mezuyah Bitocho, because if I allow signatures to sign Shelo Lishma, it might lead me to sign one. That might lead them to sign a blank piece of paper. If that's the case, then you should be worried about that by Shar Stars, and you should require Lishma and the Chasimis even by Shar Stars, which is ridiculous. We don't have such a thing. So we're back at the question.
Why is signing a blank paper so bad? Isn't it just Shelo Lishma?
No. You tell me. Signatures on a blank piece of paper is bogus. What are signatures? What is signatures? What does Reish Lakish say? Edim chasum al ashtar. I just said the words right out of my mouth. What is Reish Lakish's famous din? What is signatures? You tell me. What is, think of it. What is, it's edus. If you sign on a blank piece of paper, that's bogus. That's not edus. When you sign something, it's a chush of a thing. You're signing on something that has legitimacy. What'd you say? Correct, but if you're saying the concern of allowing them to sign Shelo Lishma will lead you to what? Will lead people to sign on a blank piece of paper, which is nothing, which is bad, which is completely bad, Lamaisa. You're right, you don't need to do it, but if you do it, you got to do it right. And that's not doing it right. That's not doing it right. So Nate's saying, oh, Rebbe, maybe it's not. You're right, but it's attempting to do something, and you got nothing out of it. That's bad. It's a good horror what Nate's saying and what Gabriel's saying. But the bottom line is it's like when you attempt to do it, you got to do it right. And you did nothing. It's zero. But that can't be the concern because if that's a concern that would apply even to Shar Stars by Dinamas, which we don't have such a din of Chasim Lishma. Binyamin, you got me? And that's how Tosfos says the answer is not a good answer. You got this?
Yeah.
So we're back at what? We're back at the Kasha. Everyone got this? Very strong kasha, the tema, not just an Im Tomar. And it's such a tema that we highlight. That's why I began Shir before we did the Tosfos. That Shir was at Deshin. And possibly the Ritva. That's why they say Rav Ashi did not like this first answer. And as you said, Binyamin, of course Rav Ashi agrees with Rav Abba, the institution of Mezuyah Bitocho. But not to include Adim that are signed Shelo Lishma. That's a wrong extension. Tosfos though is going to give an answer. Let's go. Yesh Lomar.
Yesh Lomar. Mikom Akom. Ika leMigzar Chatima. Atu Ktiva. Diim Ein Osim Chatima Lishma. Gazrinan Pen Lo Yichtevu Gam Ktiva Lishma.
Wow. What's Tosfos' answer?
It's Gzeira.
It's Gzeira. That what? Yisrael. That what? That the Chasima because of the Gzeira. If you allow Chasima Shelo Lishma, then what? It's going to lead you to do what? Ksiva Shalosha, which according to Rabbi Lazar, you need the Lishma to be on the Ksiva. Yes? That is the Gzeira the Rabbanan here. And that's how you can, it's no longer peaches and oranges. Yosef, you got this? Get this down. Signing Shelo Lishma is just as bad as Krov Mesuin, because it's going to lead to what? Bad stuff. It's going to lead you writing the Ksiva Shelo Lishma. You got that?
Yeah.
Gavriel, clear? That's Tyson's answer. That is how Rav Abba, that's how the Gemara, the first answer, includes Mezuyah Bitocho to include Eim Shelo Lishma. What did you say, Eliezer?
You're really worried about making the Ksiva.
Yes, if you allow Chasima Shelo Lishma, it's going to affect the Ksiva
awesome.
To be Shelo Lishma. That's what Tosfos says. Now, what's the Kasha? What is the Kasha that I want you to ask? Maybe this is what you're thinking of.
I'm a coach in Kasha.
What'd you say?
Why aren't we coaches by Ashba?
more precise, almost there. Are you on the same direction or not? Go ahead. That's smack against the end of the previous Tosis. What was the end of the previous Tosis? What did the end of the previous Tosis say? What was the end of the previous Tosis? What did Tosis say by the garbage can case? It was according to Remeir. Grant you it was according to Remeir, but it doesn't make a difference. Previous Tosis was within Remeir. This Tosis was within Rabbi Elazar. But what are we saying? What did the Tosis say over there? That since the garbage can case, the ksiva was done already, we're not afraid when it comes to what? Mechubar, right? We make a din l'chachila. But when it comes to Lishma, no problem. No one's going to what? No one's going to make a mistake. When everyone's hovering over the sofa, when he writes on the leaf, he's going to sign and write and sign it. But Lishma, we're not worried about. Even though the ksiva was shalol Lishma, because in the garbage can, the chasimas will be done right. You see that there's a gap between what? Chasim and ksiva, right? You got what I'm saying? There's a gap between the chasim and ksiva. Now all of a sudden, what? In this Tosfos, we're what? We're so afraid that what? The chasim is going to affect the ksiva? Who asked this kasha? That's what I gave the Maram in the Maram Akolos. The Maram Shiv, the Maram, the Marsha, all the Gedolei Achronim jump out of their seats, guys. They say, what on earth is going on? This Tosis is so to the previous Tosis. It's a bomb kasha. The Maram, the Marsha, the Rabbats, the Maram Shiv, this Tosis is so to the previous Tosis. There we said, no problem. There we said, no problem. Right up to what? Take it right out of the garbage can. The ksiva wasn't done lishma. The signatures will be done lishma. No problem. The chasim and the ksiva are two separate phases. Here, though, we're saying that if the chasim is done shalol lishma, it's going to affect the what? Ksiva. Binyamin, you follow me?
Yeah.
This Tosus contradicts the previous Tosus. Mamish Menei Ubei. So I'm going to offer to you four answers, guys, to answer why this is not a steer between the two Tosis. May, are you with me?
Yeah.
Four answers. Let's go. Nate, clear?
Yeah, I should be right here.
No, but you got the kasha clear?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Number one. The Maharam says like this. I'm sure you guys had this in mind. The whole garbage can case is that they're not at the same setting. The ksiva was done in the office of the sulfur. Get it down, Gavriel. And they pick it out of the garbage can, they sign it. So one's not going to affect the other. They're not done at the Oto Ma'amad. They're not done at the same time. The previous Tosis, the get was the Maharam. The previous Tosis, the get was taken out of the garbage. The ksiva was done in not the Oto Ma'amad. It was different settings. So therefore, we're not afraid that the ksiva was done shalol lishma is going to affect the ksiva as they have to be done lishma according to Meir in the previous Tosis, Binyamin. But in this Tosis, they are at the same setting. It's a regular case. And if they are at the same setting, I am afraid that if you do the ksiva shalol lishma, the ksiva will also be done shalol lishma. If you allow ksiva shalol lishma, then you can allow the ksiva shalol lishma. It's a very sharp answer, no? The whole concern of the garbage can is it's put in the garbage can. He wrote it for practice. Whatever it is, they're not the same setting. Boto Mamad. You saw it clear? Yes? This is the Maram's Teretz. Number one. Number two, the Gerish Yerochim. The Gerish Yerochim. Gavaltika say for all the Svarim Gedolei Achronim. Let me ask you a question, guys. In the eyes of people, which is the critical part? The ksiva or chasima? Most people say the chasima. Who signed it? Yeah, who signed it? That's what he says. I think people think it. The ikar is the chasima. This is the gerish yerachim. In the eyes of people, people think the chasima is the ikar. They know the guy who signed it. They think it's legitimate. Who are they? The ksiva at a wedding. People want to know who the guys who signed it are. What is done later? The ksiva or the chasima? The chatima. Yes, the chasima. Let me ask you a question. If we're machshir chasima shalol lishma, what's going to happen? The ikr thing is going to affect the thing that's more ancillary. So if the chasim is shelo lishma, and that's the most important thing, and that's at the end, the preliminary step, we're also going to not do shelo lishma, the kasiva. But in the previous taisvis, what did we say? If we allow the ksiva to be done shelo lishma, that's not going to affect what? The chasima. That's not going to affect the chasima.
Yeah, should be the opposite.
No. Whatever the ikar is, which is the chasima, that's the effector, the influencer. You guys know that word from the internet. The chasima is the influencer. So the chasima, if it's done shelo lishma, in our taisvis, that's going to affect the preliminary step, the ksiva. But in the previous taisvis, the ksiva, which is the side, which is the ancillary step, is not going to affect the chasima, even if the ksiva, because it's not the ikar. The chasima is the ikar.
Why is not the ikar there, but ikar here?
It's not, in general, it's not on documents, Nate, the signatures are the ikar.
Okay.
So therefore, whatever mode the chasimas are done in is going to affect the ksiva.
Why not by the garbage case?
Because the garbage can case was written up already. It was done shalol lishma. That's the ksiva. It's different though. It's a different svara. Yeah, it's a different svara. The Maram is saying practically they're not at the same setting. The Gerish Yerachim is saying conceptually there's a fundamental difference between the chasima and the ksiva. The chasima is the primary binyamin. You follow me? That's going to affect the ksiva.
But we're saying Rabbi Elazar doesn't care about the chasima. That doesn't bother him.
It doesn't bother him regarding what topic? Lishma. But practically, people look at what? On documents. People look at what? Chatimot. Chasimas. And if those chasimas are done with shelo lishma, that's going to affect the chasima. Because the chasimas are the ikar in documents. On the streets. And therefore, the two Tosim are not contradicting one another. Yisrael, you got this? I can't hear you.
So Tosos cares about public perception? That's what we're saying?
What's a gzeira? A gzeira. People will do it shelo lishma, because the chesima is done shelo lishma, that will affect the ksiva.
But the ksiva comes before the chesima, generally.
I understand that, but in people's eyes, if they know that they don't have to do it shelo lishma, it's going to lead to people not write it properly. When they prepare to write the thing, before they sit down and do it, if they know the ikar part doesn't have to be done lishma, then the ksiva doesn't have to be done lishma, which is not the ikar part. You got me? This is the answer they get at Yerachim. Go ahead, Gabriel, quick.
Also, to answer Miriam's question, maybe we could say that Rav Elazar, even Rav Elazar holds that the ksiva is more important in a case when we have it inside.
But the lishma is only on lishma. But I'm saying regarding what's the most important nekuda, practically, there are two different questions. So you don't have to, you just suffice with that. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a second answer. Two other answers. Please get them down. Number three. The Ma'adura Basra. Who's the Ma'adura Basra? The Marshal. In the second edition, and the Ksav Sofer give the following answer. A little bit similar to what Binyamin was just suggesting. Excellent. The previous Taisa is within Reb Meir. Reb Meir says there's no Cheshivas to the what? Excellent. Therefore, there's no Cheshash that if you wrote it, Shalol Lishma, it's going to affect the what? Chasimis. Because according to Reb Meir, Ksiva is zero. You're right. Excellent. You're machaving to this answer. But according to Rav Elazar, which is our taisis, what does Rav Elazar say the ikar is? What does Rav Elazar say? But I'm adding on this nekuda. Get this. Since the chasimas serve as a raya, and in people's eyes, the chasimas are a part of the get, if you makshir chasimas shelo lishma, that's going to mess up the ksiva and make it also shelo lishma. Because you need the chasimas as a raya. And they're going to view it as the body of the get. If you remember, I want you to get this down. I don't know if I said this to you. The Rashba writes right here that the principle of mezuyif mitocho means that the eide chasimah become a chelik of the get. Even though Rabbi Elazar does not require eide chasimah. But once you sign them in, they become the body, they become a chelik of the get, and they better be done lishma. If they're not done lishma, it's possible. That's one answer, says the Rashba. The Rashba gives another answer, that according to the Rif who holds af, yes, What is Lishma going on? Both the Ksiva and on what? And the Chsima. Therefore, you need the Chsima to be done Lishma. So according to the second answer, Rosh Bamazuz B'tocho is probably even the Arisa. But what I'm saying to you, according to the first day of the Rosh Bamazuz, becomes a Chelik of the Get. If it becomes a Chelik of the Get, then what do you have? What do you have if it becomes a Chelik of the Get? You better make sure the Chasimas will affect the Ksiva. If the Chasima Shalosh Shema, the Ksiva will be Shalosh Shema. So therefore, that's a third answer.
And again, the difference between that and the garbage case is because they're not running at the same time.
What did you say? No. No, that's not the pshat. The third answer is saying that within Reb Meir, the Iker is what? The Chasimas. The Ksiva, it doesn't make a difference. So I don't care what happened with the Ksiva. It's never going to influence, it's never going to affect the Iker, which is the Chasima in Reb Meir's eyes. That's the first Tosos. The second Tosos, our Tosos, which is within Reb Elazar, holds the Iker is the Ksiva, but since the Chasimas become part of the Get, and if they're done Shalol Lishma, that's going to affect the Iker, which is the Ksiva, and that'll be done Shalol Lishma. You got me?
Yeah.
That's the third answer. Who says that? The Marshon, Madura Basak, Sav Sovereign, Binyamin, you were hinting that. Very good.
So what's he saying? He's saying that a big part of the Get is missing without the signatures itself?
Yes, the Chasimas become integrated into the Get when they're done. Even though Reb Elazar doesn't require them, but when they are done, they become integrated and they are needed for Araya. And as the Rashba writes, they will have great effect. And if they're done Shalol Lishma, that might lead to the Ksiva to be done Shalol Lishma. That is the answer of the Marsha, the Madur Bas, and the Ksav Sof. Everyone got that? Got real clear? That's a third answer now. Why it's not a steering tesis. Arya, are you getting all this down? Please, the focus. Number four, a fourth answer. Let's go. A fourth answer why there's no stirentaisis. The stipler says, B'shem is b'chutana. B'chutan, I guess. That's what his b'chutan. I don't know who that was. I know one of his b'chutan was Rabbi Yashiv. You guys know that. The stipler's son, the great Goner, Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, married Rabbi Yashiv's daughter. So maybe that was his b'chutan. There are two of the Gedolei Hador. Yes? But it doesn't say here. It just says the stipler of Shem is Mechutin. I don't know who that was. It could have been Rabbi Yashiv. He gives a fourth answer. Another answer, which is the fourth answer to all, which I want you to get. You know what he says? He says, according to Reb Meir, what is the ksiva of a get? Shalol Lishma. Is that ksheira or psula? What do you guys say? What do you guys say to that? The ksiva of a get shalol lishma, in Reb Meir's eyes, is that psul or ksheira?
Kosher,
excellent, kosher, no doubt. He doesn't care about it. Because the Torah writes a kosovo lishma, it's going on the chasima, not the ksiva. You got me?
Yeah.
According to Reb Elazar now. According to Reb Elazar, what do you view a chasima shalol lishma? According to Rabbi Lazo, how do you view a chasima shalol lishma? Because the kasuv goes on to what? It becomes part of the what? What do we say? It becomes integrated to the actual get. So according to Rabbi Lazo, chasima shalol lishma will be what? Mezuyah mitoko will be psula. Correct. So according to what? Rabbi Lazo, a chasima shalol lishma will be called a chasuma psula. Chasima psula. It's a psul batsim. But what saves the day, according to Reb Elazar? You have, what is Reb Elazar's famous shita? Eidah what? Eidah Mesira Karshi. As long as you have Eidah at the giving of the get, it'll machshir the get. Even though I have a what? Chasuma, Chasima Psula. But according to Reb Elazar, I can have a get that's kosher even with a what? Chasima Psula. So I'm afraid that since I can have a get that's kosher even with a what? Chasima psula, that's going to lead me to do a what? A kaksiva psula, which will mamish blow up the get. Because Eidah Mesira Karshi are only good if the ksiva of the get is good. But according to Reb Meir Binyamin, Mashenkin lefi Reb Meir never what? Nate, he never makshered a what? Aksiva psula. So according to Meir, you're never going to have this influencing effect. It's an ingenious answer, no? Let's say it over again. I'm going to say it over again. Says the stipulum b'shemiz v'chutin that according to Rav Meir, aksiva shelo lishma is kshera, because the Rav Meir has aksiva zero. According to Rav Lazar, a chasima shelo lishma, because of the theory of the Rashba that it gets integrated into the get, that's viewed as a chasuma psula. But why is it good according to Rav Lazar? Because Eidim Asira Karsi, save it and machshir the get, even though there are Eidim, that are chasima, is psula. But what that will do is, it might lead me, because I have like a little bit of a disease on this get. It's kosher, because I had Eidim Asira, but there's a little bit of a disease. It's kosher min ha-tera, min ha-rabbanan, I'm afraid that disease, God forbid, might grow. And the ksiva might end up being what? Shalom lishma. That's our tosos. Yes? That's our tosos or belongs. But in Reb Meir's eyes, which is the previous tosos, a ksiva shalom lishma is kshera. It's totally kshera. It's not going to affect anything. There was no disease at all in it. I was written shalom lishma. I don't care about the ksiva, says Reb Meir. There's no integration theory according to Reb Meir. You understand what I'm saying? There's no integration that the ksiva becomes integrated to the chesimus. Does that make any sense? There's only integration theory according to Reb Lazar that the chesimus become integrated to the ksiva of the get.
Because their view is higher?
No, because you have the ksiva, then you have the extension, you have signatures. It becomes integrated. That's what Mizuah Pitocho brings to the table. Doesn't make any sense. You can't have, it doesn't work the other way. You don't have the ksiva become subsumed, integrated in chasimus. Even though in the eyes of the people on the street, chasim is the ikar, but I'm talking conceptually, out of the answer. On a conceptual level, halachically, you never view the ksiva being fused into what? The ksiva being fused into chasim. Doesn't work that way. So what emerges is four answers why there is no steerer between the our tisis and the previous tisis. Yes, go ahead. What do you say,
Gavriel? Would Rav Lazar hold that even like if Krovim do the Chesima, as long as, since Masir Karsi, it's Kasha?
Yes. Minatora.
Minatora.
Yes.
Interesting.
Minatora, but we pass on Minrabbanan. That's what Mizuah Pitocho tells me. Okay. I'm going to go over it a little bit quicker now. Let's chazer it over to Forte Rutsum. Okay? Binyamin, you with me?
Yeah.
Our Toysvis worked so hard to say, I think it's peaches and oranges. Krovim, Sulim, certainly you shouldn't team up Chasim and Shalom Lishma. What's the big deal? Rely on them that there was a get. They're not Adim Sulim. That was Tois Kasha, correct? What is Tois' proposal that he threw out? Maybe you're afraid if you do Chasim and Shalom Lishma, they'll sign a blank piece of paper. If you're worried about that, then that should be you should require Chasim and Lishma even by Shardin and Moments, which we don't require. So he threw that out. What was Tois' answer in the end? That if you allow chasima shalol lishma, what's going to be? You're going to do a ksiva shalol lishma too. And in the ikra corner of blaz is ksiva. Big problem. Xeru. Eliezer, you got this down? What do we ask? The Maram, the Marshon, the Madrasa, the Maram Shif. What do they all ask? It's Mamash Sos of the previous Tois. The previous Tois was within Remeir, and our Tois within Rablaza, but it's the same notion. We said in the garbage can case, or if Nachman said the name Remeir, it's kosher. Why? Because the ksiva was done shalol lishma. Who cares about the ksiva in Remeir's act? Just sign it and it's fine. You're not worried about any influencing there. And here we are. In our times, we're worried about chasima's influencing the ksiva. Over there, you're not worried about the ksiva influencing the ksiva. Why not? Stira. So the Maram answers that the previous times were not the same setting. It was written in the Sofer's office, they're thrown in the garbage can, and then they're signing much later. So the fact that it was written Shalol Lishma, it's not going to affect it to be signed Shalol Lishma. Whereas our Tosfos are talking about what? Is written in the same Mamad. So if you sign it Shalol Lishma, it's going to affect the Ksiva. Yes? Nate, you with me? First answer. Whose answer was that?
Maram.
Second answer, Gary Shirachim. In people's eyes on the street, what is the ikar part of a document? The Chesima. The ksiva is done beforehand. If I know the chasima is done shaloli shma, that's going to affect the preliminary step, the ksiva. And that's our taisis. Whereas the previous taisis, what does the previous taisis say? The previous taisis says what? If you allow the ksiva to be shaloli shma, that's not the ikar. That's not going to affect the chasimas, which are the ikar. The chasimas will still be done lishma. That's the previous taisis. You with me, Eliezer? That's the second answer. That's the gerish yerachim. Third, do you got that, Eliezer? That's the second answer. Yes? It's not going to affect it. The ikar is the chasimas. What's the third answer? Nate, what's the third answer? The Ma'adur Basel and Ksav Sofer say what? Binyamin was hinting to that answer that what? According to the mayor, there's no what? There's no chashivas in the ksiva at all. So I don't care whether you allow the ksiva shalol lishma. It's not going to what? It's not going to affect the... People aren't going to learn from that affect the chasimas. It's not relative according to the mayor. Whereas according to Belazar, what's the ikar? The ikar is the ksiva, but what does the chasimas do? They serve as a raya. They become integrated. And if you allow the chasima shalol lishma, that integration is going to mess you up and you're going to end up doing the ksiva shalol lishma. Yes? And lastly, the stipel of Hashem is Mechutin. What's the stipel of Hashem the Mechutin? What is the stipel of Hashem the Mechutin? Let's get it. What did you say, according to the mayor? A ksiva shalol ishma nate is called what? According to the mayor, what is it called? A ksiva ksheira or a ksiva ksheira? According to the mayor, what is a ksiva shalol ishma? It's ksheira. It doesn't mean a thing. It's ksheira. No problem. Because the Kosovo is going on the Chasima. What about a corner of Belazar? Corner of Belazar, what is a Chasima Shalol Ishma? It's Pasul because it becomes integrated. Why is it a Kosher Get Minatayra, Gavriel? Because Eidim is Sira Karsi. But because you accept the what? Eidis Psula on a Kosher Get, that might lead you to do a Ksiva Shalol Ishma, which will be disastrous. Whereas a corner of Meir, that's never going to happen because there's nothing, there's no disease in his framework. There's no disease at all. Because it's considered to be a ksiva ksheira. He's not mastering ever a ksiva psula. It's not psula. This is what the stipler says, v'shem mechutin. Okay, we got that? No steer of the intestines. Let's how you guys learn the taisis. Compare with the previous taisis. Okay. Let's continue now. Nate, you with me? Let's continue. Okay. I want to ask you guys the following. Let me stop and think for a moment. Let's all stop and think together. Let's put our thinking caps on. According to Tysus, what is Mezuyif Mitocho here? Plug it back into the Gemara. It's a gzeira, yes? If you allow Chasima Shalol Lishma, yes? It's going to allow you, it's going to lead you to Rekasiva Shalol Lishma. Ari, are you with me? The Rishash asks, this has nothing, this, what is the price in tea in China? These gzeiras are not similar to one another. What is the problem of having Krovim and Psulim signing on a get? Because you might what? You might rely on them to testify, yes, and they're postulators. What does that have to do with the present tea in China of what? Of signing Shalol Lishma. What is the problem of signing Shalol Lishma? It's going to lead you to what? Ksiva Shalol Lishma. What on earth does that have to do with Krovim and Psulim? No? Isn't that a bomb kasha? You can walk away from, you always got to plug it back into Gemara.
I don't see why I have to be the same. They all fall under the same tilfo.
Okay, but let's get the kasha. Rishash says, they don't seem to be similar gzeiras. Nate's saying, excellent. The Rishash gives your answer. He says, all types of forgeries are included in this.
I'm not saying an answer, I'm saying I don't understand the question.
Okay. I want you to understand that he gives you're saying it's your answer you think so good there's no kasha. But at first glance, if you take Tosis and plug it into the Gemara, it doesn't seem to jive so well. Classically, what is Mezuyif Mitocho? Carver Apostle, you're relying on people that are Apostle latest. What does that have to do with the Gzeira of what? Yeah, what is the Gzeira Shalol Lishma? That if you sign it, Shalol Lishma is going to lead to Ksivus. That's much different of a Gzeira. What I'm saying, it's just strange to put it under the same rubric or title, Mezuyif Mitocho.
So it's a kasha of the Gemara.
No. Rishas is asking what is asking on Taisus from the Gemara. It doesn't seem to plug in well in the Gemara. If you're going to say that's the concern,
then how can you?
Then Lamaisa, how do you put it under the title of Mezuyif Mitocho? Don't bring in Mezuyif Mitocho. It's a struck. I was upset with myself that I didn't think of that. Because methodologically, you always got to plug back and read the Gemara according to Tosfos now. So the Tosfos is saying it's a gzeira that if you sign shalom lishma, it's going to lead to ksius lishma. That is, what does that have to do with Kara Apostle? That you're going to rely on a Kara Apostle, two different gzeiras. That's a Rishash Kasha. Yes, Jonathan.
So, if they didn't sign it lishma, then how would they be able to testify that? Then they wouldn't even be able to.
That's
testify.
Not what Tosfos says.
No, but also then, but then they wouldn't be able to testify.
That's not true. That's not true. They testify there was an actual get. They're not testifying it was lishma. They're testifying whether it was a get. That's what I said in the beginning of shir. They could definitely do that. That's what Tosfos Kasha was.
So how could they sign it and not be lishma?
I understand, but they're going to testify there was a get. That's what that they're able to do. They're not Karv or Pasul. Nothing's stopping them from testifying that there was a get given. That's what Tosfos was bothered by. That's not the same level of psul. So now we're saying the Xeris, you might what? You might sign a Shalosh, what's going to affect the Xeris Shalosh. What does that have to do with it? They couple it under what? Under Mizu B'Tocho, that you're going to line a Karv Apostle to testify. Binyamin, you follow me? Those are not similar things. So that's a Rishash, it's a Bam Kasha. I thought it was a Bam Kasha. I was upset at myself, I didn't ask it myself. Because you know why I didn't ask myself? Because I didn't plug in the Tais back to the Gemara. Eskatoya ni Maskayoy. My sins I mentioned today. That's in this week's parsha, I think, no? No, it's maybe the next one. You must plug it back in. You have to be, that's what a Lamdan does. He plugs it back in. So the Rishash answers like what Nate said. Get it down. He says, Mizuya Pitoh is like a kolbo. You know what a kolbo is? A kolbo was a rishon, but it's like Mizuya Pitoh is like a synonym of saying, chashashas of forgeries, problems. Basically, it was mezubedo is a catch-all phrase for all types of forgeries and chashashas. And Tosfos was bothered by, what are you worried about a guy who signed shalom lishma? What's going to happen? So what's Tosfos' answer? You know what's going to happen? If you sign shalom lishma, the ksiv is going to be shalom lishma. So it's like a kobo. I don't know if there's an English word for it. Well, it's like, I can't think of a good English word for it. So it's a kobo. Mezubitoko is a catch-all phrase for every forgeries and concerns and chashashos.
All encompassing.
So all encompassing that it's a they're problems. Rav Abba says, I don't want any problems on this shtar. You can have any mesirah from today until tomorrow. You don't need any signatures. But if you have signatures, they better not bring any problems to the table. Whether it's forgeries or carnival puzzle, you're going to rely on them, or because you signed Shalom Lishma, it's going to lead me to what? To write it Shalom Lishma. I don't want any problems. That's what Rav Avin is basically saying. That's what the Rishash says. Okay? Now, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky gives a different teretz in Reb Nachum Parchovich. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky that's out, Reb Nachum Parchovich that's out, they say the following. They say the Xerif Chsima Atok Siva. It's not a gzeira to pasul the get, because the get's going to be ksheira minatorah with edi mesira anyway. Yes, but it's a takana to pasul the edis. Because of that concern, the chamer masak and the chesim is psula, and we cannot rely on it for a raya. Because it's signed memela chasum beget ed pasul umishum haki avi mezuyif mitocho. And therefore, it's possible, according to Rav Abba, like any other Edim Sulim, that get is possible because of Mezuyah B'Tocho. Because, Lamais, it's not a problem in the kashas of the get. It's a problem in the Edis. Because we deem the Chshash, the Chomer Masakin, the Chsim is Psulo, because we can't rely on it for a riot. They made it a Psul, an Edis. If they made it a Psul, an Edis, it's no longer different than a Carver Apostle. Conceptually, they postled it as Edis, Binyamin. They postled it as Edis. It's not a problem in the get itself, but it's a problem in Edis. Edis is a problem if you're a Carver Apostle. Also, if you sign Shalom Lishma, we cannot what? The Chachamim deem this guy Apostle. Why do they deem him Apostle? Because you might write the Ksiva Shalom Lishma, but nonetheless, they deemed him as Apostle. Once they deem him as Apostle, you can throw him in the same box as a carver apostle. It's an interesting, it's an ingenious answer. You follow what I'm saying? It's conceptually saying that it's a problem in the actual Edis, to apostle the Edis. It's not a Xeril apostle the get. The get's kosher because it was given made him a Sirim in Atayra. It's a Takana to apostle the Edis. Because why? We don't want to what? We don't want to rely on this Halacha L'maisa. We don't want to rely on it Halacha L'maisa.
So the Edis does, though, contribute to
what did
get.
You say?
And the Edis actually does contribute to the get.
No, but I'm saying the psul that was manufactured by the Chacham and became like a psul of Edis. And therefore it becomes like a car of an apostle. That's what he wants to say. Because we were concerned it's going to be written Shalom Lishma, and therefore they apostled the guy as an aid. Okay? It wasn't just a chashash Baalma. This is Reb Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal and Reb Nachum Parchovich Zatzal. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal, he's a man named Reb Shivan Panovich, and Reb Nachum Parchovich Zatzal, and Reb Shivan Nemir. So the way they formulated it was a psul edis. Even though it was a concern of writing in Shalom Lishma. So once you say that, then it's comparable to a car over a bustle. Nate, but I want to give you a third answer to this, and that's from the Taisa Rosh. And then we'll get to you. He says, and I thought this was very ingenious too. Do you know what the concern is? You're going to rely on these guys. You're going to rely on these guys. You're going to give it in front of the Eide Chasima. That's what Rashi says in Gittin Laminum Yudim and Beis. So I'm worried about a Chasima Shalol Lishma, Atoksiva Shalol Lishma. Hachanami Yesh Ligzor. In other words, there is a concept of Mezuyif Mitocho. Why is Mezuyif Mitocho a problem? Why is Mezuyif Mitocho a problem in general? Because you might rely on them to be your Eidim Mesir. But if they're Karav Apostle, they're Apostle Eidis. Who says that? Rashi, get it down, Yudim and Beis. Why is Karav Apostle a problem when you sign them? Because we might rely on them to be your what? Let them serve two roles. Signatures and let them serve as the what? Eidim Mesir. So therefore we apostle them. You understand what I'm saying? Because it might lead you to be Eidim Mesirah. In a similar vein, the Chasimas will affect the what? The Chasiva. Just like the Chasimas will affect the Mesirah, so too the Chasim will affect the Chasiva. Therefore, they're Xeris that are similar. That's a very, very sharp answer that Taisa Rush gives.
But who held that it's Xer from the Chasimas?
Rashi and Yudim and Beis says, what is the principle of Mezuyif Mitocho based on? That the signatures that you use are psulim will eventually become the what? Eidim Mesira. That's terrible. That's disastrous. What'd you say? No, so just like the Chasimas will affect the Mesira, so too the Chasimas affect the Ksiva. Just like the Chasimas Shalol Lishma, the Ksivas will be done Shalol Lishma. So that's how they're similar, the Xeris. That's how you can put them all in a catch in a kobo. You can all put them in all one catchphrase of Mezuyif Mitocho. That's how they're similar. If you allow the signatures just like they affect what? That you might rely on them to be Eidim Mesira. So too here, we can say Chasim and Shalol Lishma also affect the Ksiva to be Shalol Lishma. It's a similar concept. So what are the three answers on this, Mahalach? We had Lamaisa, since the beginning of Shir, we set it up with what the Trumas Hadesh and the Ritva. Then we went into the Taisis. We did the Taisis, second Mahalach. Third Mahalach was a Stirin Taisis. We had four answers. Fourth Mahalach now is, well, how are the Xeris similar to one another? One answer is, like Nate said from the Rishas, they're all just a catch-all of Chshashas, of Xeris. Second answer was, it was formulated as a Psul Edis. And the third one is, they're similar because, just like the Chasima might affect the Nesina, like Rashi and Miz, the Chasima might affect the Ksiva vis-a-vis Shalol Lishma. Okay. Yes, Nate. Go ahead.
What does Shmuel and, I guess, the Tosfos of Rashi have a problem with the Rishash? Why don't they all just hold that first answer?
I don't know, because Lamaisa, that's a big assumption to make that, you know, Mezuyif Mitocho is just a catchphrase for all Mezuyafos and Chashos in the world. I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. It'd be Mezuyif Mitocho is introduced to us with Karav and Pasul. Our Gemara says it uses it by Shalol Lishma. That's a big leap of faith. That's a big Kiddush. Well,
Rashi couldn't understand the Gemara that way.
Rashi's just being mazmur the Gemara. Rashi, I understand that, but it's much more attractive to say that there's something more conceptual that rather than just say we just mentioning, you know, a problem. Mezuyif Mitocho is another way of saying problems on the star. Forgeries, chashos. Your answer is a good answer. I'm just saying it's much more attractive to say that what links them. So they say that it's formulated as a psul edis. That's like a Karo puzzle. The Toys R Us says we're afraid that it's gonna we're gonna jump from the Chesimas to become a Mesira. We're gonna jump the Chesimas to also affect the Chesiva. That's more similar rather than just say it's problems. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think they said it. Okay? Yes, you gotta keep in mind Toys R Us is a Rishon, right? Toys R Us is a Rishon. He gave that third answer. The first two answers are by the Gedolei Achronim. Yes, go ahead. I'm not what you said is excellent, but I'm just saying it's much more it's more mistaken if you say the second and third. Yeah, go ahead, Binyam. Real quick, come on, because the time's almost off. Yeah, go ahead.
You can strengthen the Rishayah's kasha, and therefore his answer doesn't work so well by saying that the words are mezuyef mitofo, that you look at the signatures and there's something wrong with them. We know
okay.
These people don't work. But if you just say it's lishma about their das at that time, there's nothing mitocho that is mezuyef.
Okay.
So it's like
I hear you.
You have to.
Whereas mezuyef mitocho lends it. Mizuv mitocho lends itself to something that's a natural psul, like a karov or a puzzle. Not something that's you know limited to Hilchos get lishma. Wasn't signed shalishma. Okay, I hear you. Okay.
Make it
it's a good R. Very good. Excellent. It's a good R. Excellent R. Okay. Let's close with the following, guys. We want to close with the following. I think it's the fifth Mahalach Lamais. Let's close with that, and then we got to have Mincha. Okay? And then we got to go vayit to tomorrow, guys. We got a lot to do. Business show. Okay? Now, Lamaisa. There was a line in this Tosfos which I stressed to you that said that Emes is not the only Iker here when it comes to Eidus. Correct? It's not just truth, you have to follow rules and regulations. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. And Tosfos made a line, he said, I want to make sure it's done through Eidus Kosher. Now where is the makor of this din? Where is the makor of this din? That you have to follow rules and regulations. That Beis Din can only do things through Eidus Kosher. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So I want to offer two possibilities. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says, Al pishnayim enim yakum dover. You better make sure based in paskins based on two edim that are kosher.
That's where the Gemara
what did you say?
That's where Gemara says the Makar would probably be a problem with that seder because it doesn't show it.
What do you mean the Gemara?
Gemara says, in the Tosfos it says, mipihem below the kisavam.
Right.
Quotes from the Devarim. Right? You understand how it like plays off.
No. But me PM is that they remember they have to give their testimony from their heads,
right.
Not from the writing. But I'm saying the general notion. What I'm saying to you, the general notion, Nate, that Beis Din can only paskin based on Eidus Kasherim, even though they know it's the truth.
Yeah.
Where's the makor for that? So that's from possibly Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover. That pasuk.
Yeah, that's the same pasuk.
You're right, but I'm saying Mipim Lo Biksim is a different din. That's a detail that they have to know. They have to know the memory from their minds, not from a star, or they can't write their testimony.
Well, that's not from the pasuk either. So that.
What do you mean? What means not from the pasuk? It's the same pasuk, but there's a different phrase in the pasuk. Mipim is the one word. Mipim Lo Biksim, that's one word. But from the whole phrase, Al Pishnayim Enim Yakum Dover, there's a new din. I want you to get it down that Beis Din can only paskin based on Eidus Kasherim. That is the mandate. Yisrael, let's get it. Al Pishnayim Enim Yakum Dover. And then the Birkas Avram, Tzatzal quotes from the Rebbe Chanan a different marker. What's the marker? The marker is from what I wrote on the board. That the Torah says you cannot make a psak based on Edim Kroven. Even Moshe and Aaron are puzzle. Even though they never lie. It's Exeris Akosav. Even though it's Emes, you cannot go through Eidus Psulim. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a different marker. And what's that different marker? Gzeris HaMelech. What is a Gzeris HaMelech? It's a Gzeris HaKosav. He doesn't give you a Pasek, but we know that Eidim have to be Kosher. They cannot be Krovim. Psulim might be liars, but Krovim are liars, Moshe and Aaron, but that's a Gzeris HaMelech. He doesn't give you exact Pasek, but either you say Al-Pishnayim Enim Gedaver or you say Gzeris HaMelech. Those are the two makaris we want to offer. And then let's close with this. Asks the great Goyin, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal and Rav Nachman Bar Chavazal, what's the raya from the Eish Hashish? What's the raya from Dini Nefashos? Beis Din has to make a psak and a guy your chayv misa. Without a psak, your chayv misa, you're not chayv misa at all, right? You can't make a psak, someone's chayv misa through Eidus Psula. But at Slenu, does Beis Din need to make a psak? In our case, does Beis Din make a psak? They just have to mavar, is it true or not? Is it emes or not? Is it emes or not? Over there we have to know what? Whether it's Eidus Kasher to kill someone. How do you compare the two things? How does the Gemara and Yevamos brought in at all? How does Tosfos bring the Gemara and Yevamos? That's Eidus Nefashos. To kill a woman that she's Mezana? You need Eidus Kshera. Basically, can't paskin based on that. Lomais if it's Eidus Psula. But here, we're just trying to know the Emes. Rabbi Baruch Beer, the great Gaon, asked the same Kasha. Dini Nefashos? You can't do through Eidus Psulim. Dini Mavinus, you can do through Aldas Baldin Kimeidim Domi. As long as something's true, in Dini Mavinus, all you care about is the truth, no? Shouldn't that be the only thing you care about? Dini Nefashos, you have to issue a psak on a guy. You're a murderer, we're going to kill you. But Dini Mavinus, shouldn't that be the mandate? Shouldn't that be the mandate, Allah Chalamaisa? Dini Mavinus, Aldas Baldin's good enough. What about here? Shouldn't it be the truth whether it was Lishma or not? No? Whether it's true or not, was this get given? Who cares whether they signed Shalom Lishma? Let them be Adam that there was a get given, no? Should be like Mominus. No, so the answer is like this. This will close. The answer is, says Rav Baruch Beer, B'shem Rav Yisrael Zalman, the father-in-law of Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal. I want you to know something. Adim and Dini Nefashos only testify that she's married. That's all they're doing. The Adim aren't testifying that she's a married woman. They're not testifying and in issuing a psak that she should be killed. They say she was married and she was Mezana. That's the same thing as Get and Dini Mominus. That's the same exact thing. It's like two phases. They testify she's a married woman. They testify she's Mezaneh. They're not issuing a psak on her that she's got to be killed. It's the same exact thing. That's why we can quote it. Dini Nefashos, Ishus, all the same thing. Mominus, it's not an issue of whether it's two stages. What was she married? And then she's Mezaneh. Remember we said the concept according to the Rambam, Eid Echad Yuchsak? What is Eid Echad Yuchsak? If an Eid Echad said this piece of meat is ham, what's the din an hour later if I eat the ham with Eidim and Asar? Am I given Malkus? Yes. Why? But it was done through an Eid Echad. But there are two phases. Same thing here. It's two phases in their Eidus. They testify she's married. They also testify she's Mezana. They're not issuing a psak on her. You follow me? A chalois. All these must be done through Eidus Ksheira. Now there's a Tosin Chulin. There's a Tosin Chulin that argues on the Rambam that says no. Eid Echad Yuchsuk is not acceptable. I want you to get that Tosin Chulin. Eid Echad Yuchsuk is not acceptable. Sadi Vavim Nav Damasko Planya. Eid Echad Yuchsuk, Tosin argues, says not good. You always need two Eidim. But the Rambam says Eid Echad is good, and then an hour later you can be chayv. That's exactly what's happening here. These are two stages. You are believed to say she's married, and you also believe she's Mezana, and therefore you kill her. And therefore they're all comparable, and therefore it makes out everything's good, because it's got to be done through Eidus Kshera. It's not pshat that they're trying to impose a Chaloi Schiv Misa on her. That has to be, and therefore, how can you compare the two? It's all the same thing. What is her status? And that's it. What is the status? What is the status? Was it a good get? Was she Mezana? They're all comparable. If they're all comparable, then we can say that you can bring a proof from here that it's not the issue of just we care about the truth. It's got to be done through Eidus Kshera. And therefore, that's the din right here. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's stop and everyone a wonderful day. Tomorrow we go Vayter and we have the Siyum and the lunch. There's other Shem. And then Thursday, guys, remember, we have early Shir, 11 o'clock.